This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. We're launching into the second hour of the program. You can bring up anything you want. Just dial on in toll-free here. It's Ian with you.
And Mark.
Our toll-free number is 855-453. That is the number brought to you by ProXPN. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up, Choco Pies. We've talked about Choco Pies in the past. If you've listened to the show for a little while, it's something that is fairly common in South and North Korea. As currency in North Korea and as a snack in South Korea. We'll explain more about that coming up in a moment. Plus, bathrooms for both genders. This could be a little bit controversial. Wondering how you would feel about that. You can share your thoughts on whatever's on your mind at 855-450-FREE. To bring you up to speed, if you're just tuning in the first hour of the show tonight, this live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live, we talked about Shaquille O'Neal, who is 42 years old and behaving as though he is about 12 years old. He is made fun of a young man in his early 20s who has a debilitating, unusual condition. Made fun of the way he looks by attempting to imitate his kind of scrunched up face and his teeth.
He didn't know the guy had a condition.
I don't care if he didn't know the guy had a condition. I don't think that makes it any better or worse whether or not the person had a condition or the person who made fun of the person who had a condition knew that the person had a condition. I don't think that, personally, that doesn't make a difference to me. But Brian in Madison, Wisconsin, had called in the very end of the hour listening to the Mike 92.1 about Jesse Ventura, since we were talking about people who have said things about others and then gotten sued because Shaq is being sued. You wanted to bring up Ventura. He sued somebody who wrote a book? What happened there?
Yeah, it was a Navy SEAL sniper. I think the part of the Blackwater. He was actually connected with the Blackwater or something like that. But he's a Navy SEAL sniper. And apparently there was some funeral going on at a bar or some kind of a gathering that the Navy SEALs had at a bar in memory of one of their fallen. And Jesse Ventura apparently went up to this Navy SEAL sniper and said, you guys deserve to lose a few. And then this guy claims that he punched and knocked out Jesse Ventura, and then he wrote about it in his book. And apparently Jesse Ventura says that's not true. And then he sued. He filed a lawsuit against the sniper when he was still alive, and then he died in an accident in Texas. And then so now he ended up suing his family.
The estate, essentially, yeah, and then, of course, right. the family would have been, you know, the ones to get whatever he was going to get off of it. So what do you think?
Yeah, I was surprised. I was surprised that he won that.
Well, I mean, I can see how it's defamatory to, you know, somebody say, look, this guy, I knocked this guy out when you didn't knock that guy out. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, I went around punching people that you didn't go around punching is kind of a strange thing to say.
Yeah, I guess it kind of goes down to the, whose word you believe. I mean, his word against the other guy's word, and then you gotta spend all that time proving that in court. I mean, but
Jesse Ventura prove that he didn't get knocked out in a bar? Did he find other witnesses who
apparently they both had witnesses that say it was true and that it wasn't true, and they were both put on the stand, and I guess the jury believed Jesse Ventura, his witnesses over.
Well, the sniper made a positive statement, positive in that he did something, right? Mm-hmm. Like, I knocked Jesse Ventura out. And then Jesse Ventura has made a negative statement, which is, nuh-uh, right? And so, therefore, generally it is considered, from a rhetorical standpoint, the obligation of the person who has made the positive statement, the earth circles the sun, as opposed to the person who makes the negative statement, nuh-uh. And so, you know, the person who makes the positive statement is the one who has to prove it, so maybe the jury decided to go. I mean, to me, that would be the thing that would be necessary at that point. But if it happened and, you know, and for whatever reason, Jesse Ventura could get some people to say, nuh-uh, then that kind of stinks.
Yeah. But, I mean, it gets back to the free speech issue. It was written in a book, and people should be able to write whatever they want, right?
Well, Ian would say that. I, however, believe that I believe that people should not initiate force, fraud, or theft against others. And I think that there should be ramifications for people that, you know, punch people without an initiation of force. I think that this Navy SEAL shouldn't have punched Jesse Ventura if Jesse Ventura said something like, "You, one of you Navy SEALs deserve to die."
So wait, is it true that he punched Jesse? It's just that that didn't knock him out?
Jesse is saying that it never happened. He never the guy never punched him. I don't know if he even said that they even met. I don't remember. I mean, Jesse did a number of interviews after that, but yeah, he's denying that he ever punched him or laid a hand on him. And he denied the statement. He was really bothered by the statement that he said that the accusation that Jesse said, you know, you guys deserve to lose a few. Because Jesse was a former Navy SEAL, and he fought in Vietnam and stuff. So
you think that the guy should be able to write whatever he wants? You think the author should be able to write any claim about he, you know, punched Jesse, even though it wasn't true, and that should be fine, right?
Well, in this case, the thing with Jesse Ventura, because he's a public figure, he's got the ability to go on, you know, a number of network TV shows and you know, dispute what is done.
Nuh-uh.
Where somebody who's not a public figure doesn't really have that option.
Well, it is really
tough, though. You know, dead Navy SEAL claims that he punched and knocked you out, and then you've just got to go and make the circuits on these talk shows and say,
right.
Hey, you know, somebody wrote this, and it's just not true about me. Not true, not true, not true. Makes you the former bald wrestler doth protest too much.
Right. I mean, you know, a lot of it is that he's upset that his patriotism was put into question, too, and that happens all the time.
Yeah, people question my patriotism constantly on the show.
Brian, thanks for the call tonight, man. I appreciate the sum-up of that story because I hadn't taken the time to look into it, and thank you for sharing. Appreciate it. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Jimmy is in Arizona tonight on Skype. Hey, Jimmy.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I just want y'all to know, and I want the world to know, that I punched Jesse Ventura in the face and knocked him out.
Where were you at the time?
Oh, we were eating them Rocky Mountain oysters at that bar. I forget the name of it. So I just want to say, so have y'all heard of COINTELPRO? Y'all familiar with that?
COINTELPRO?
Yeah, it's some kind of, was that CIA program or FBI? What was that?
Yeah, it's something where I guess they basically try to set up political figures.
I always thought it had something to do with payphones, but yeah, I guess it didn't really have anything to do with that.
Yeah, well, they're probably going to start a new one called COINTELPRO. I'm not real sure, but I'm sure that's coming soon. Anyway, I got a story for y'all about that.
All right,
tell
me about it.
So me and my wife, Milford, we were at a hopscotch tournament. And we came in. We tied for first.
How many people were in it?
Three.
You beat that little 7-year-old girl, didn't you?
She had it coming.
Little brat.
We went home. We were worn out. So, you know, I wasn't feeling good. And I went to bed early, and I woke up, and I had me a big pimple on my lower back next to my fire-breathing butterfly tattoo.
Uh-huh.
And so my wife, Milford, said, "Oh, my Lord, you know, that thing's massive. I'm going to pop that." And I said, "Yeah, no, that's gross, isn't it?" So she popped it, and a microchip popped out. Yeah. Well, I thought it was the iPod Nano that I accidentally swallowed. But it wasn't. So the reason I think that it had to do with that, this goes into that COINTELPRO, you know, and I spent all day listening to Alex Jones and reading that Christopher Cantwell website, and it got me to thinking, you know, and I had done that a couple days before, and so anyway, it dealt with this. So I got that little microchip out, and it said COINTELPRO operator on it.
How about that?
Yeah, no.
Just throwing it right in your face.
Exactly. Had a little button on it. I pressed it, and it shot some kind of laser writing on the wall. Yeah.
What'd it say?
It said, contact James Witt, and it gave me his number, and, you know. So this is, it's getting me to thinking, because James always calls in messing with y'all. And I think the government's trying to control my mind.
You never know, Jimmy. Look out there.
One
appreciate
thing you
can
be certain,
man,
is that the government is trying to control
and
your mind.
And maybe James Witt is in on it. Thanks for the call. Appreciate hearing from you. Great call. Great call. Well written. Toll-free number, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Take control of the airwaves here on Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition. More coming up.
Crashed, The Death of the Dollar. It's a hot new novel that has a lot of people talking. It explores what our government's reaction to a U.S. currency collapse would be. And when the government nationalizes all supply chains in an effort to keep order, the sentiment voiced towards such a tyranny is, we're not picking the fight. The government already did that. We'll just be fighting back for a change. This is a great book, but don't take my word for it. Look at the reviews on Amazon. Bernie says, Crashed is a really terrifying trip. It is thought-provoking. It makes you wonder, what if? Could this happen? Gary Jones adds, this is an excellent book. It is also a little scary because it could very well be true. I hope it's fiction, and Julia Moffat calls it a gripping read and the most exciting, insightful book this year. Crash is a fast-paced read that has two-thirds of its Amazon reviewers calling for a sequel. This book is totally worth your time. It's well-researched, liberty-oriented, realistic, gripping, and gritty. Do yourself a favor and don't miss this one. Get your copy at Amazon. Crashed, The Death of the Dollar by William Cooper.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Have you ever noticed how many sick and miserable people there are? I'm serious. I'm talking about people of all ages who have conditions and diseases which affect their quality of life. Most of them seem to have one thing in common, polypharmacy. That is, dependence on multiple prescription drugs with side effects that actually make them sicker and sicker, not healthy. The good news is that people are waking up to the fact that if you supply your body with all of the nutrients it requires, you will feel better, be healthier, and have a better life. It's important to know that Beyond Tangy Tangerine is the most amazing, great-tasting, comprehensive nutritional supplement. Besides supplying all the vitamins our bodies need, it also supplies the necessary minerals that are required for the vitamins to kick in. Look, folks, I'm hooked on it, and I think if you try it, you'll become hooked. This stuff really works. That's why I'm urging you to make it part of your daily health regimen. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com to secure your canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine today. Sign up for auto ship and save on shipping costs. That's Beyond Tangy Tangerine at InfoWarsTeam.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Hey, it's Free Talk Live, the live Saturday show. Take control toll-free here at 855-450-FREE. That number brought to you by ProXPN. What is it? It's a global virtual private network that encrypts your online data. And I hear something in the background, and I don't know what it is. I'm going to hit the mute button. Maybe it'll go away. It did. I love it when that happens. All right, so ProXPN. You go to proxpn.com/FTL, and you download their software for Windows, Macintosh, iOS devices, as well as Android. Plus, Linux users, you don't even need to download the software. Setup's a little bit different. Just contact their support department. They'll give you the instructions. It's actually pretty simple. Anyway, once you get ProXPN installed, your encryption or your internet connection becomes encrypted, meaning that your internet service provider will no longer have any clue what you're doing online. Right now, they're probably logging everything you do, every website you visit, every search term you enter, probably being put into a log that's kept for, in some cases, up to 5 years, and then, of course, could be used against you, could be used to take your information and sell your information to advertisers. Who knows what your ISP is doing with that info? Better they don't have it in the first place. And the way that you can stop that from happening is to go to proxpn.com/FTL, get signed up there, and then when you're ready to upgrade to their premium account, you can do it for just $5 a month by using discount code FTL20 and getting 20% off the price of their premium account. If you order the annual package, then you break that price down to about $5 a month, which is a great deal for awesome privacy protection. And with the premium account, you get unlimited bandwidth, servers around the world to which you can connect, and the ability to privately torrent. So go and learn more at proxpn.com/FTL. And don't forget, there's a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee. You really have nothing to lose here except your privacy. And ProXPN, by the way, does not keep records of your online surfing habits. proxpn.com/FTL, promo code FTL20. All right, we're back here. We'll, of course, take your calls about anything. If you still have some comments you want to share about people saying things that are offensive and then lawsuits being filed, or doing something that's offensive. In the case of Shaq, Shaquille O'Neal, I don't know if he said as much as he did post an offensive picture. He posted a picture that made fun of a young man with a debilitating kind of sad condition. And now a lawsuit has been filed. And, Mark, you feel like people should be able to sue if they've been libeled by somebody.
I do, but I think that this is interesting. This is a so in this case, this man wasn't libeled. Shaq called him ugly. Mm-hmm. That's not libelous. That's
libel is when you tell a lie about somebody in print or in a recorded form.
Right, or it's not slander either. I mean, you know, it's a subjective – it's an opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I think it's interesting as you know, now that we're all content creators, a couple of decades ago, if Shaq would have said something like this, it would have been distributed through some media organization, a newspaper, mm-hmm. a radio show, or a television
show. Instead, he just posted it directly to the internet.
And then whatever that distribution center would have their opportunity to have their opinion. And then Shaquille O'Neal said such and such, and we contacted Jamal, and he has responded in this way, right? Like, so that's, mm-hmm. they would be able to do those kind of things. Whereas now, we're all content generators, and what does this new world say about what we have, how we can express our opinions? Because this is an opinion. It's kind of a distasteful one, but it's an opinion nonetheless. And Shaq backed away from it, and there's evidence that Jamal accepted his apology at one point and then has brought the lawsuit.
So you can share your thoughts on that if you would like. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Now to an issue that everyone can relate to, I think, to some extent, and that is, of course, the bathroom. We all do it, and some people might be a little bit uncomfortable all about doing their bathroom business around people of the opposite gender. And so here's a story from thecollegefix.com. Evanston, Illinois, Northwestern University will offer, quote, gender-open restrooms, unquote, to its students this fall. According to campus spokesman Bob Rowley, we are trying to be responsive to the needs of all of our students and to be inclusive. This is becoming a common occurrence on campuses across the United States.
What are we trying to include?
At Northwestern, the two sex-segregated bathrooms to be changed will simply have their front door placards replaced to reflect the transition. No major renovations are planned. The bathrooms are located on the third floor of the university's main building. It serves as the campus hub. They join an estimated 150 campuses across the nation that now offer some sort of gender-open restrooms. It's also called gender-neutral, unisex, or all-gender bathrooms, according to a tally by the LGBTQ group Stonewall at the University of Massachusetts Amherst. But while advocates convey them as mostly single-stall, lockable restrooms available to people of all genders, it's clear many are also sex-segregated bathrooms converted to open-gender ones, as is the case at Northwestern. The concern among some female students who must now share restrooms with anatomically male students is apparently not significant enough to put the brakes on these transitions.
Must or can?
Well, it doesn't say they're changing all of the bathrooms on the campus in this story. It does say there are two bathrooms that will be changed in this case.
Okay.
So if they're going to the bathroom in this building on this particular floor, then there's a chance there could be someone of the same gender, or the opposite gender, rather, in that same bathroom facility.
You know, this new world's a little too much for me. So I'm not ready for this.
Okay.
And I'm not ready for this from a philosophical standpoint. I spent 8 years in prison, nearly 8.5 years in prison, and I have had people of both genders watching me use the bathroom because that was the layout of the dormitory I was in at one point.
Female guards were watching you, or female prisoners?
Female guards.
Okay.
They don't get female prisoners too close to male prisoners.
Right, I wouldn't think so.
Yep. And I've had my, you know, bend over and cough, the whole thing. Every time I got a visit, you know, I had to get naked for some guard.
Right. Usually those are male guards who do those services.
Indeed. But at this point, I don't have a lot of shame when it comes around nakedness. It's not a big deal for me. But I'm not ready for this. So if you want to make a gender-neutral bathroom, here's what my recommendation would be. First off, why? But all right, somebody needs a gender-neutral bathroom. Okay, fine. First off, it should be done in new construction, not old construction. But if you are going to do it in old construction, and there's two bathrooms next to each other, you make the women's gender, you make the men's gender-neutral, and you make the women's bathroom. Because that way,
why?
Women in the free world, right, are subject to rapes far more often. Adult women in the free world are subject to rapes far more often than adult men. You agree with that?
Sounds believable.
Okay. So this is a place for a predator to wait, and where somebody is, you're not going to have cameras in bathrooms and things like that. So a predator can wait in there with impunity because mm-hmm. it is now a gender-neutral bathroom.
I see what you're saying. So if a predator were to go in on a day on which, or in a place where there is no open bathroom yep. policy or open gender, then
now,
it would look
today.
Awkward. It would look weird if somebody did that.
Now, that could happen today. A female predator could wait in a female bathroom to rape mm-hmm. women, but there is a generally males are stronger and better able to defend, to fight, better able to use offensive force than women are. Generally, not certainly. You can come. A male can pick the wrong woman on the wrong day, and get a hole put on him or
is
get his butt beat.
Is there any evidence that gender open bathrooms actually lead to more instances of reported rape? The toll free number is 855.
How many rapes do we need to have that proven?
453. That's 855-450-3733. And if a predator went into a gender closed bathroom just when no one was around, then that wouldn't stop anything, would it? More coming up here in moments. Your thoughts on sharing bathrooms with the opposite sex. Free Talk Live.
Hey, folks, this is Larry Crisp for BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com. I'm sure you know, this economy sucks. We all realize that the American economy is tremendously unstable right now and will likely get much worse. There's monumental debt, government bailouts, stock and real estate bubbles that are primed to pop at any moment, which can flush away most or all of your retirement savings. This type of movement has enormous consequences. Virtually zero sectors of the economy are hiring, and workforce participation is at record lows. Financial trouble is right here at our doorstep. But if you move right now and develop a backup plan immediately, this could be the most profitable time of your life. Proportionally, more millionaires were created during the Great Depression than at any time in our history. Get my free report at BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com or call 888-507-8789 for my free report. 888-507-8789 and prepare to profit as history repeats itself.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and it's the live Saturday edition of the program. Bring up whatever you want. Toll free here at 855-450-FREE. How would you feel if you were at a college campus, or anywhere for that matter? The story just happens to take place on a college campus. But anywhere, you know, let's say you're in a movie theater, and you have to go. Because usually if you're in a movie theater long enough, you're probably going to have to go to the bathroom, even if it's after the
show. Anywhere long enough.
Yeah. So, you know, you got to go, and you go towards where you believe the bathrooms are, and the traditional male-female stick figures are not present on the signs on the wall. There are two doors, but they both have gender neutral.
Well, they kind of have this with the family bathrooms. Have you seen family bathrooms?
Mm-hmm. But they're usually only one, like, toilet in there, right? Like, the whole family's supposed to go in or something.
Well, you can invite other people in if you want. I mean, if you're dying to have people in your bathroom with you that are of different genders or the same gender or whatever. You see, this isn't a problem I have. I don't have this, you know, yearning to be in some other bathroom than the one I'm in. I suppose some people could. I don't know. I think this is a problem looking for a solution, a solution looking for a problem, really, in my opinion. If you're a cross-dresser, then go into the bathroom you're comfortable in going to, get in a stall, no one's going to see what you're going on in there, do your thing, come out, wash your hands, and then leave.
So you're saying you think anyone should be able to go into whatever bathroom they want to? Because your concern earlier was that these gender-neutral bathrooms are going to lead to more instances of rape.
Oh, I don't believe in gender-neutral bathrooms. I believe that people should be able to go into a bathroom that is, you know, the one that they identify as. I don't think – look, I'm not looking for the bathroom police who are like, hey, wait a second, man. You don't belong in here. You know, like that thing. I think that's a little weird. But at the same time, if you're clearly not in the bathroom that you're gender specific for, I can see there might be some problems.
So I want to continue the story. You're welcome to share your thoughts and join us here toll free at 855-450-FREE. Now, if you need focus and are feeling fatigued and trying to get that extra edge when it counts, look into modafinil from modup.net. Studies show 1 in 5 students use this cognitive enhancer, offering multiple benefits, including a double-digit increase in short-term memory, fighting off fatigue, and greater focus overall so you can get things done. Businessmen around the world are talking about modafinil from modup.net and how it's making the difference in their work and giving them the critical edge that they need. At modup.net, it's affordable for everyone to take advantage of the benefits of modafinil by being 80 to 85% lower in price than the brand name. But don't mistake low price for inferior quality. They ensure that purity and potency are consistent to that of the branded version. Now remember, Free Talk Live is an international radio show, and modup.net ships worldwide. It's your responsibility to know if local prescription requirements and laws apply. Modup.net also gives you a Bitcoin discount, and it's a pretty significant one, 33% off.
They give you a Free Talk Live discount, too.
That's true. You get a bonus, basically. You get 10 free tablets with your order when you use code FTL, and I believe that's whether or not you pay with Bitcoin. So go to modup.net. You can order your modafinil there, and you'll find they offer world-class service at a great price. And don't forget code FTL to get those bonus 10 free tablets at modup, modup.net. Now, back to the story here from thecollegefix.com. There's another version of it over at the Huffington Post, where college admins at Evanston, Illinois' Northwestern University are going to be offering the new gender-open restrooms to its students this fall. One of the college spokespeople said, "We received overwhelmingly positive information, so we went with it." They said that the concern among some female students about sharing restrooms with anatomically male students is apparently not significant enough to put a stop to this. He says, "We really didn't get any major concerns." Now, Mark, you are sharing concerns here. You believe that a gender-neutral or gender-open bathroom will lead to more instances of rape.
Well,
I don't know if there's any evidence for that. But
I think when you ask for this comment period that is so common with changes, we have opened up a comment period. They post a memo on the wall, or they put something in the newspaper. We're opening a comment period for all those who are concerned about gender-neutral bathrooms, right? And they open this up, and then everybody's like, whatever.
Oh, I don't know, man. I mean, college students are more likely to be kind of active on issues.
Agreed,
like
they are, but the activists are the only ones that will be involved. Like, the people who are expecting tomorrow to go and use the bathroom that they've been using all along, specifically, I believe, females, that's just my guess, the women who are expecting to go into the women's bathroom and now are going in and, you know, sitting down next to dudes, that's going to be, like, I don't know that they got their day in court. You know what I'm saying?
It would definitely be a weird thing, but I don't think it's a bad thing. I think it's just different, and I agree it's
different.
I think it's a fine idea. I just think that, you know, it could be awkward for people sitting in a stall next to a guy, like a lady sitting in a stall next to a guy and listening to all the man noises, you know, that you hear in bathroom, like, you know what I'm talking about. I mean, every guy knows what I'm talking about because there's all kinds of just nasty noises that are made in these bathrooms by men. But of course, then it would also reveal the noises women make in the bathrooms as well, whatever those might be. I would prefer
not to have those revealed. Yeah. Thanks.
According to a survey by the Resource Center, which occupies the third floor where the new restrooms are located, people who frequent those bathrooms were, quote, mostly comfortable with the transition, the university claims on their website. The open gender campus restroom trend mirrors newly approved state laws that force school officials to allow students to use whatever bathroom they prefer, depending on what gender with which they identify, laws most notably found in California and Maryland. Quote, certain people feel threatened in single-sex bathrooms based on their presumed sexual orientation rather than their gender identity. Students have faced gay-baiting comments in our university's sex-segregated bathrooms. Men's bathrooms may be particular sites for this sort of harassment because of their image as queer cruising grounds. So I think what they're saying there is that the fact that the bathrooms are segregated means that gay males are going into men's bathrooms and being...
looking for a little action?
They're being harassed by straight males in those bathrooms. That's what I'm understanding there.
Well, there's also, I mean, the phenomenon of you know, bathrooms being sort of gay cruising grounds is not entirely unheard of. There was that one senator, I believe, that was caught, you know, making hand motions or whatever.
Well, that doesn't matter. There's heterosexual couples who've had sex in bathrooms. I mean, it happens at clubs all the time. That's why they have bouncers in there kicking people out.
They didn't use the term cruising ground. That is a destination location as opposed
to... I get your point, but it's still not really cool if you're a gay guy to walk into a bathroom and have somebody say, hey, you here looking for a date? Or something like that, trying to make fun of him for that when all he did was to go in to wash his hands or use a urinal.
Fine, my solution still stands, which is to make the male bathroom gender neutral, make the female bathroom remain female, and then you solve some more problems. But the problem
that doesn't solve the problem of a gay gentleman who felt harassed in the men's bathroom being able to go into the women's bathroom, right?
Why would he doesn't have to go in the women's bathroom. He can go into the gender neutral bathroom, and all the women who want to go in the gender neutral bathroom can go in there too.
But what you were saying is that would have been the old men's bathroom, and so therefore all the men would be in there who would have been the same men who would have been harassing that person in the first place. You haven't solved that guy's problem at all.
It's a gender neutral bathroom. What do you want? All the women that want to go into a see what you want to do, what these university people want to do is corral women into bathrooms with men, and I suggest they don't want to be there.
Let's go to Don, listening in Pacific Beach. It'll be nice to hear from some ladies on this, by the way. Your thoughts. Is Mark onto something here? Is it true? Would you be, if you're a lady, and Don, I know you're not, but if you are a lady, uncomfortable about this? And Don, your thoughts are welcome, though, as a guy. Go ahead.
Oh, as long as the doors were secure and like a hallway where you could look in there, I wouldn't be too worried about it. But when I was in college, I got the 24-hour Ebola, and I went into a transgender bathroom, and, you know, I looked like hell, and I was throwing up and stuff, and I didn't like to be seen by the ladies like that. And then, you know, several famous sports figures commented on that on the Internet.
Thanks for the call, Don. Toll-free number.
You sure you let him get to his punchline? He might have had a really awesome punchline coming
in. Toll-free. I thought it was pretty funny as is. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
Don should sue somebody.
Would you feel uncomfortable about going into a gender-open restroom? And if you do feel uncomfortable about it, I'd like to know why. You can also bring up anything you want here on Free Talk Live. Choco Pie is coming up.
This is Mark Edge of Free Talk Live, and I've got something awesome to share with you. I've recently joined Liberty.me. It's an online city devoted to people who love liberty. Break free of the flame wars and bridge-dwelling denizens of Facebook. You deserve better. You deserve a friendly, ad-free social network where you can chat 24 hours a day with like-minded souls around the world. Attend live interactive classes with experts on economics, finance, politics, and money. Access a vast library of books and discuss them with your reading group. Better your life with exclusive self-help guides on investing, self-defense, homeschooling, security, healthcare, saving money, and starting a business. Become a libertarian luminary yourself and get paid in the process by publishing your works on Liberty.me. Get tipped via PayPal and Bitcoin.
The first step towards freedom is to invest in yourself. Start your free 30-day trial now at Liberty.me.
I love being a member of Liberty.me, and I think you will too. The first month is free. Sign up and say hello.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind. rewind live TV, even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can join us here toll-free at 855-453. That is the Pro XPN toll-free line, 855-450-3733. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree. Go to victimlesscrimespree.com. You can watch right, well, not right now. You should listen to the show right now. But later on, when you get a chance, whenever you want, you can watch it at victimlesscrimespree.com. What is it? It is a feature-length documentary film about our friend and co-host Derek J. Freeman, who was arrested five times in a one-year period for a bunch of nonsense that didn't involve a single victim. We caught it all on video and turned it into a feature-length documentary film. You can go and watch it for free in its entirety at victimlesscrimespree.com. You can order the DVD. There are links on victimlesscrimespree.com. And grab the director's cut version on DVD with full commentary tracks and about 8 hours of bonus activist footage crammed in there. It's really a great deal. So victimlesscrimespree.com. We're talking about gender neutral or gender open bathrooms. You're going to the bathroom. You're in a place you've never been before. You show up at where you find the bathrooms to be, and there's definitely bathrooms there, but they don't say men or women on them. Does that disturb you? Is that a scary idea? Mark says it's scary. He says it's going to lead to more perverts and rapists. But the people who are advocating these bathrooms say right now you've got a problem with people who are making fun of and maybe even threatening others of the same gender who might, you know, at least the same physical gender, who might believe their gender is something different, like a transgendered person. I believe that's the right term for that.
Or just gay people.
Or gay people who are being made fun of. Gay males, for instance, being made fun of in the men's bathroom. And so they say that the gender open restrooms may be a way to lessen that. Let's go to Tom, listening in Des Moines. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, howdy.
Hey, you're on the air.
Okay. I have a problem with this issue. I have a daughter going to college, first freshman year, and I just really have a problem with it.
With what? The idea of a gender-open bathroom?
Yes, yes. I mean, I remember, what was that, Ally McBeal show? I think they had an open bathroom there, and
I'll take your word for it.
Okay, so give me some reasons. Give me some rationale. Why do you have a problem with it?
Well, outdoor plumbing, outdoor plumbing. Indoor plumbing, indoor plumbing. That's where you go to your separate stalls. I don't see too many women looking to go in after men have used the restroom. Listening to my wife, we have three boys and then my daughter. And
you said you don't see too many women willing to go into a stall after a man has occupied that stall. Is that because you think men are dirtier in bathrooms? What's the reason there?
Yeah, especially if they've had something, some adult beverages or whatever. Their aim is not.
I see what you're saying. You're saying the men who would go into a stall and then stand, and that would result in splatter, which could be a turnoff.
I've seen this.
Some women. You know, however, I'd like to point out, now, I've thankfully never worked in a job where I've had to clean public restrooms, but I've known people who have, and they have told me, to a T, that it's the women's restrooms that are the worst. That the women's restrooms and stalls are the ones where you're most likely to find S on the walls. For
Do you think that this is just a trick to keep men out of women's bathrooms? Like this is just a sort of an urban legend to keep the conversation going? I'm just saying.
No.
Okay.
No, actually, I did work. My first job out of high school was in a cleaning service, and that was the first job to see if you'd last the first day. Was you got the bathroom duty. At the building.
And what did you observe in that?
The women's were much worse. I had to spend more time cleaning the women's area. The men's were just a little bit of splatter to the knee level, but the women's were everywhere.
So there you go, Mark. That's another person who's confirmed that story.
Just saying.
So maybe the reverse would happen. Maybe the guys would be so grossed out that they would demand the regular sex bathrooms back.
Maybe so. Maybe.
Now I get your concerns, Tom, but one of your concerns isn't what Mark said. I mean, Mark's worried about rape. You're just saying that there's some other issues. But have you talked to your daughter about it? Are those bathrooms in effect at the school to which she's attending? And do you know what her viewpoint is?
That was my first question. And she said, oh, hell no.
I can't imagine this is going very far. And I can't imagine
this. Apparently 150 schools.
This is about one particular school, right?
I asked her about co-ed floors, and she says, no, they don't have them here.
Co-ed, living space?
Floors.
Living floors, yes.
Right.
Girls in the one dorm room, boys in another dorm room on the same floor. And she says, no, that doesn't happen here.
Tom, anything else you want to share about your thoughts tonight?
Nope, that's great. I
appreciate the call. Thanks for the call, man. Thank you. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE. Mark, no, this is about the story we're reading here from thecollegefix.com is about Evanston, Illinois' Northwestern University. However, they're joining an estimated 150 campuses across the country that are now offering some sort of gender-open restroom. So
right.
This is a trend, not a one-off thing.
Okay, so offering a gender-neutral restroom is entirely different than corralling sexes into gender-neutral restrooms.
Sure, they're not converting the whole campus.
Right. Well,
yet
if you offer instead of we've moved to the I'm willing to live in the world where okay now I got to build a third bathroom for people that can't handle the two bathrooms. I can live in that world. All right. Fine. We'll build you a third damn bathroom. I can live in that world. That's fine. I can do it. Okay? What I can't live in, the world I'm refused to live in, is there's two bathrooms, they're both gender neutral, and you gotta go in those bathrooms. That's a ridiculous world that I am not willing to live in.
The question is, will things go that direction after the college moves to that on one floor of one of the buildings? Will it expand out from there?
No, I think people are going to get hurt.
Go to the whole campus. Your thoughts are certainly welcome. David, in San Francisco, you are on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, honey. You know, I'm calling you from a city that's not only an international city, but it's got so many different demographics out here that this issue... Let's just say San Francisco and bathrooms have many stories to tell.
I bet.
And There were two different layers. Well, actually, three different layers I could get onto. First one, you know, back when AIDS became a big deal, sex in bathrooms was not only frowned on, it was known to be stupid. So, you know, that's not really an issue, you know, when you're in a city like this one. But the other one is homelessness.
Hold on, before you go on, David. So you're saying gender-neutral bathrooms, no big deal in San Francisco. How often do you see them around the city?
Oh, they're all over everywhere. Probably almost every coffee shop's got one.
But does that mean that you have to? Well, okay, so
but can every wait. A coffee shop is not likely to have multiple stalls, right? Are we talking about a bathroom which has multiple stalls, or are we talking about
male female on the same bill, and you go in, it's only one stall, or you just open,
right.
You know, lock it.
That's what I mean. It's a one stall bathroom. That's different from what we're talking about here. We're talking about a bathroom where multiple people can enter in.
Yeah, and that gets into the whole next layer. San Francisco is not only an international city, but it's one of the top cities for conventions and tourism.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
So we get millions, you know, potentially we could get as many as 6 million tourists a year. And I mean, our city is only 800,000 people, 6 million tourists a year. You talk about toilets in a city like this. And they, when I moved here in 90, if I understand right, they had something like 209 public toilets. That's everything like bus shelters at parks, at, you know, the clock tower, you know, different public spots. Had public,
sounds insufficient.
Public buildings, you know. And now it's down to like 40 of them. Mm. And we're still a tourist city. But the thing is 9/11 created a situation where, the terrorists might go into the bathroom. And before that, it was that junkies might go into the bathroom. And so this in the land of Pelosi, we have got so few toilets for so many people that there's stench in the streets.
Well, just to be clear, I mean, you are talking about public toilets run by the government, right? And you're not talking about, like, you can go into McDonald's and buy something.
Oh, McDonald's,
buy a drink.
You've got to buy something. You know, the idea that you have, you know, potentially 6 million tourists per year, and the average is probably somewhere over 2 million, but, you know, in a good year.
So are they coin-operated? What are the most of the public toilets there in San Francisco?
That gets into the next layer. 100 years ago, there were Supreme Court rulings that said that pay toilets, I shouldn't say 100 years, probably in the 60s. When integration was forced, I shouldn't say forced, when integration, 1964 Civil Rights Act, so integration said you gotta integrate the bathrooms, right? Blacks and whites can use the same bathroom, right? No,
yeah.
They created pay toilets. So that was found to be unconstitutional just a couple of years later.
I remember pay toilets in the 70s.
Thanks, David, for the call tonight. I appreciate it. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE.
And I, as a little kid, wouldn't always have a dime, you know?
I wonder if there were people who, back during those integration times, were claiming that there would be more violence as a result of that. Like you're claiming now, Mark. We're coming up here. Hour number 3 is on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Ross Ulbricht was arrested by the FBI in 2013 and charged with victimless crimes in relation to allegedly operating the Bitcoin-based Silk Road black market. He has been in a prison cell awaiting trial ever since. If he did it, he's a hero for making the black market a safer place. If he did not, he's a man wrongfully accused. Either way, if you love freedom and want to end the war on drugs, Ross and his family need your support. You can learn more and help fund his defense at FreeRoss.org. That's FreeRoss.org.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free.
Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.